There must be some way out of here.
Back on the investigative journal, yes, Bob Dylan, and there must be some way out of these problems in this country. And you know what? They lie within your heart and soul. They lie within you. And you know, even in Matthew 7, I think it's verse 15, he said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." And that's a statement that you must remember. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. It's very simple. What I was telling you about the First Amendment are your rights, and your rights are protected. If you understand what the restrictions are, and if you understand certain words like strict scrutiny, burden, fundamental rights, burden on government, burden on the media, burden on these people to show a compelling interest why certain messages aren't given to you. And I think if you understand that, you can take it from the level of government to private industry, which is really hurting you today, corporate society, the media, not giving you the whole story, and ask yourself the simple question. When I said earlier about they, who are they? Who is controlling us now? Is a question that needs to be discussed openly in a manner like I discussed in the First Amendment. And if that is restricted, then you, as Americans, are not getting the full story. And what I say is this, they can be a lot of people. They have been, that's controlling the New World Order, can be the Bilderbergers. They can be the Jews. They can also be Jesuits. And so I'm going to relate this to you in this manner, in a very short manner, before I get to my guest. And tomorrow we'll continue with some more. But if we can't discuss this rationally, ask yourself this. Is this hate speech? Is what I'm saying religious bigotry? Because what I'm going to tell you is we're going to go back, and I'm going to say this very shortly. I don't think it is, because I'm going to talk about facts. Originally instituted, now let's talk, the Jesuit order, in Portugal and Spain in 1534 by the Vatican for the sole purpose of exterminating the Reformation. The order was suppressed 21 July 1773 by Pope Clement XVI, or the 14th, I believe, for which he was promptly poisoned. The order was reinstituted in 1814 and given the secret Treaty of Verona for the express purpose of carrying out its dictates. This edict was finally ratified by its contracting parties October 1822, causing your former president, James Monroe. So we're not talking about religion here, folks. We're talking about facts that have been covered up by President James Monroe with the assistance of one of your most important people, Thomas Jefferson, upon learning of its existence, to write the Monroe Doctrine, as recorded, folks, in the Congressional Record, Senate Volume 53, Part 7, page 6781 of the 64th Congress, first session, 25 April 1916. At least back then, we had some people that still understood who they are and what they were doing. And they weren't bought and paid off like all of our congressmen are and senators. And you know what? When we come back, I'm going to read to you the Treaty of Verona. And I'm going to tell you that the Treaty of Verona still exists today. And if you don't think so, ask yourself this. Why are we losing all our rights? Why is there civil war still going on in our country, but a more insidious civil war of drugs, hatred of blacks and whites, when that hatred between is being fueled by they? And when I say they, I think you must consider all options of they, not only the ones that are here on mainstream and mostly alternative media, the ones that we talk about on this show, this discussion, was fundamentally protected by the Constitution. And those who try to stop it will be punished.
Well, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. It's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffees are pre-brewed from Arabic beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity and 65 antioxidants for all the health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, well, maybe you'd try it.
It sounds great, but how much cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the cop.
Wow, I'd love to try, but everyone at the office would do. Where do I get some?
Just call toll free 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeebean.biz. Ask for a sample here or up as a preferred customer with a 5% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-22-301-SON or king.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemicals, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalheal.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. Herbalhealer.com, your guide for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 9% of income is now being used to pay back debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card, approximately one in family struggles on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a card, North American National Services is here to help you in your financial independence. Very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Service Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminated $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not creditors. To check your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritybetoption.com.
Okay, we're back, Investigative Journal, and I want to do things. Get to one caller, then we're going to get to our guest, Nunez. If I can't finish our story today, I will have him on again. But I did want to mention, I will get the Treaty of Verona and read to you just parts of it, which still applies today. And two, let me tell you this. There's credible information that the Vatican, through the Jesuit henchmen, have created the KK, and on this eve of and day after Jackie Robinson's breaking of the color barrier in baseball, and other things, for those of you who think the Vatican's attitude to black people may have changed throughout the ages, bear this in mind. It's no different today. They just do it differently through the work of police and through the work of the FBI and all drug-running people to destroy black communities. Well, listen to this. The biggest race riot in American history was in 1964 in Brooklyn, New York, and was instigated by Archbishop Hughes. Credible information to show that the thousands of people were trampled to death, including burning and trampling the death of a black orphanage of many, many kids. That was in 1864. Two, when the U.S. Army occupied Rome during World War II, Pope Pius XII made it clear, this is documented, to American generals there were to be no black generals garrisoned in Rome. And remember, over 80% of St. Louis, New York, Chicago police are Knights of Columbus. Bear this in mind when you have many of the drugs themselves. And when reviewing the facts, remember Fred Hampton's murder? He was killed by the police on order by guess who? Well, anyway, if you think their attitudes change now, when I talk about race in this country and racism, we got to go deep and look into heart, because racism is something that if you don't get to the root core of it, how can you really solve it? You never will. And that's why today, you know, we have a number of blacks with a lot of money, but have the basic black-white price the same, and it's being fueled by a they. And we got to figure out who they really are, and that's what I try to do on this show. Now, the Treaty of Verona, you know what I'm going to do? This is a treaty that was we talked about earlier, and this was put into the Congressional Record in 1916, which shows you what the Jesuit Order was doing with monarchs of Rome of Europe to suppress any kind of free government. Let me get Lester first, and then I'll read you several articles, and then we'll get to my... Lester, are you there?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Well, you was talking about... Hey.
Yeah.
Thought I'd tell on the subject of they.
Go ahead.
Okay. My grandmother, she was pure-blooded Indian.
Okay.
Okay. So they came to America.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcomed them in, and if it wasn't for the Indians, they would have died the first year they were here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, God says if it comes on to you from another nation, welcome him in and treat him as a brother. Well, mm-hmm. I believe that was done, and that was a godly thing to do, to take these people who are fleeing. And so they came here, and well, they kept coming here, and what did they do? I'm in awe. Well, George Washington, he was such a godly man that he sent my ancestors blankets that were tainted with smallpox and took out most all my ancestors so that he could take over the Ohio Valley. Now, see, this is how they now. But to touch on a better subject, we got 85% of the corn in America killer seeds, and one of the bad side effects of that is. Oh, it's causing all the males in America who eat the killer seed to take and be sterile. Now, so they ain't got too long before they kill themselves off with their killer seed. See, so.
Who do you think they is?
Well, they are.
Or they are.
There are people that come here seeking freedom and refuge. I got a friend of mine come from, he came here from Lebanon. He was trying to tell me, I've been talking for quite some time, a little bit of him. And he's starting to realize what I've been trying to tell him all this time. And he brought his children here to be free, you know, from all the hell that's going on in the world. Well, you know, it's great that you brought them here to be free, but now can you save yourself from these killer seeds and all this, you know, that everybody says, oh, sin, God go hand in hand. Well, This is the third time that science has tried to take and rule in the world, or man's, through science, has tried to conquer the world and take and create the world in his own image. So, are they going to be able to get out of here and save themselves?
You know, the bunkers are small, and there's probably a select group of people that will be able to protect themselves, but I believe that...
they're in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're connecting some dots to open discussion on who really is bringing down this country.
I mean,
and considering the magnitude of what's happened to us and what's going on in our country, I believe that everyone should be involved in this discussion. All parties including the Vatican Jesuits.
I agree that it should be an open discussion.
And why isn't it? And tell me what you think it is. Why isn't it an open discussion?
Well, because, okay, now, you know the body's pretty much electric, right? There's signals that are sent from everything to everything and all. Well, if we're putting all your man-made substances into our bodies and start blocking all these different transmissions in our bodies and causing our bodies to be sick, okay? Now, as we do this here, as a scientist put it, you got two sides of the brain, right? You got left side and right side. One side's for storage, the other side's for inspirational and creativity and all this here. That's the side that now if God's trying to talk to you, he can't get through to that one side because you've been programmed not to use it, you know, by man because that's how that maintains authority over you. I mean, if the only one that you've been programmed to listen to is him, and you got the common sense. You can quit listening to him and listen to God. Well, how can you hear what God's saying? Well, we don't want to stop there because if you're listening to God, we got drugs, anything else. When I was a little kid, I went to school. I was taught by my older siblings. And so when I started school, I was in first grade. Well, I already knew that they had to teach me in the first grade. It was easy. You know, I was a straight-A student. Second grade, I was a grade-A student. I still had older siblings teaching me everything that they knew. I knew, you know, by the time I got in the third grade, somebody decided I had a mental problem. They took me to doctors and they put me on drugs, don't you know? Oh, amazing. I was in the grade for 3 years. Spent 3 years in the third grade, you see. So after the third year, well, you know, he's an unruly child. We better put him in a home. So they took all of us children and they threw us all in homes, and it cost. My mom had to go to work and make money. My family, they had to do all kinds of stuff to the house to take and make it a fit house. And they had to pay the county $8,000 to get us back. Well, we come back home. Well, I passed grade because I was away from all, and they weren't giving me my supplements and stuff like this. So I come home and start the fifth grade. Well, you know, here they are taking me back to these doctors. And, well, I spent 3 years in the fifth grade. And, well, they took me back away from home again because I'd turned into an ugly child and all these here drugs. So you know, I know about
that. Still on these drugs or are you off of them?
Oh, I've been off these drugs for a long time. By the time I was 15 years old, well, I had all these people taking and to convince me, social workers, psychologists, doctors, everybody trying to take and teach me, you know, after all.
Yeah, sometimes you need to listen to your own heart, your rights are.
See, I learned from that.
I understand. I cut you off here, Lester, but I only have a minute.
Okay, well, I learned from them that, you know, they were wrong. See, I was retarded.
Okay.
Ohio,
it doesn't sound like that. Can I ask you a favor? I've finished one thing up here in a minute. Get to my guest and call me back anytime.
Use that other side of your brain.
Right.
You know,
right.
Open it up and look, listen, and hear, you know. God says slow to speak and quick to listen.
Lester, pleasure always. Call back again.
Okay. Peace.
You know, the point I'm trying to make is that we need to think about things. We need to have an open discussion so that we can get to the problems facing us. We feel it ever since. I mean, even, you know, many of us before 9/11 and many, many millions after 9/11, because we've not been given even the full story on that. And so what I'm trying to get at is that this is not, when we discuss that, and I talk about the Jesuit order and the Vatican, it's not done out of religious bigotry. It's because it's been suppressed, and especially suppressed since the 60s. And I wanted to get back to reading three articles. There's about seven articles. Let me see how many. Seven in the Treaty of Verona, which is a congressional record. I'll do that right after the break. And then at the bottom of the hour, I will get to Arthur Nunez. And if we can't finish the story today, we will finish it another day. Back after this short message.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immune, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much, really. The whole lesson we've been paying for your coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get them?
Just call free, 866-222-3017, or thecoffeeking.biz. For a sample when you day or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount.
That's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up several debates the IRS invited to debate Bannister of the legality of income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to website www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
You heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Private Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank an on open a safety deposit box without a Social Security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information, legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 704-336-2222.
Government. The man in a trench coat about laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when doing it again, you better duck down.
Okay,
out
we are back. Final segment this half hour, then I will get to my guest, Arthur Justo Nunez, and he's going to tell you about how he has been harassed part of 15 years and even longer in the state of Connecticut. But we'll get to that in a minute. I did want to finish by saying that to understand what's happening now, you must understand history. And we discussed a little bit the First Amendment, but also relating it to who they are, who is controlling us today. The congressional record in 1916 gives us a hint. And he, a person, congressman, senators, put the record, Secret Treaty of Verona, November 22, 1882, showing what this aimed conflict is between the rule of the few and the rule of many. I wish to call the attention of the Senate to this treaty because it is the threat of this treaty, and I'm adding this, which exists even today, which was the basis of the Monroe Doctrine. It was a powerful white light upon the conflict between monarchies and government by the people. The Holy Alliance, under the influence of the Premier of Austria in 1822, issued this remarkable secret document, which is still, folks, in effect today. You'd be surprised. And it says this, Secret Treaty of Verona. I will read up until this break. So there are seven articles. I'll start with Article 1. Under the undersigned specifically authorized to make some addition to the Treaty of the Holy Alliance after having exchanged their respective credentials, have agreed as follows. Article 1, the high tracting powers being convinced that the system of representative government equally as incompatible with monarchy principles as the max of the sovereignty of the people with the high divine right engage mutually in this most solemn manner to use all their efforts to put an end to the system of representative governments in whatever country it may exist and to prevent its being introduced in those countries where it is not yet known. Article 2, as it can be doubted that the liberty of the press is the most powerful means used by the intended supporters of the rights of nations to the detriment of these princes, high contracting parties promise reciprocally to adopt all proper measures to suppress it, not only in their own states, but also in the rest of the world. 3. Convinced that the principles of religion contribute most powerfully to keep nations in the state of passive obedience, which they owe to their princes, the high contracting parties declare it to be their intention to sustain in their respective states those measures which the clergy may adopt with the aim of ameliorating their own interests so intimately connected with the preservation of the authority of the princes, and the contracting powers join in offering their thanks to the Pope for what he has already done for them and solicit his constant cooperation in their views of submitting the nation. Now, there's four other ones I'll get to, but I did want to mention that George Bush will be visiting Pope Benedict in June, and I'd like to know really what that's all about. That's going to be an interesting meeting, and I wanted you to know that the Pope is still operating in the same manner today, according to researchers that have come on this show, that he has over when we're talking about the Treaty of Verona, which is in your congressional record, folks, the 64th Congress, first session, volume 53, part 7, page 6781, 25 April, 1916. Now, I'm going to get to my guest in a couple of minutes. Let me finish this segment by this. Now, what we face in America today, whether we face destruction at the hands of people that we have a hard time figuring out who they are, or whether we overcome this. One thing that you remember, in your heart and soul, you will know when you are free. When you are free of most everything that's been inflicted over the years. And I think one of the things you have to think about more than anything is how you've been lied to. the years in your educational system, how history has been taken from you, and you as a person look to yourself and find out the truth. And what that means is an unblemished look at it from all aspects. Now, if anybody on the face of this earth would look at the history that's been taken from you and come to the conclusion that what we push on this show is out of bounds, boy, people, they have a problem. Because what I see is a systematic suppression of so many good voices, so many good people, that can't even expose the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. If you can't expose them, how can we ever get to the problems? How can we ever solve the racism problems, the pedophile problems? All these things connect, folks. How can we ever get to the truth about the assassination, get to the truth about 9/11? I have an article website. Go to it, www.arcticbeacon.com. You can read about the perpetrators that have been hidden, that come from places you wouldn't suspect, and how if don't start looking in this area, we will never get to the truth. And it should matter. It shouldn't matter to you who they are. This should matter. We can't figure it out. If we're not allowed to discuss it, then we'll never know who. We'll be back right after this message. My guest, Arthur Nunez, just an average American doing above average things in this climate of suppression. Back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities, mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people daily searching for a fresh start, American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not debtors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-0097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fish and water recreation of all types. Excitement of nearby bands and music shows and silver dollars is accented perfectly by the attractions located here in the heart of Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rhyming are just a many activities. Activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-223-7090. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as America have been led down a path paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit IntroductionSolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. About our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With a gun over there. that.
Finally got to my guest today, Arthur Nunez. He's from Connecticut. He's told me briefly a story to hear. By the way, if you want to tell your story on this show, give me a buzz. 509-242-9681. Americans, you need to speak out. You need to talk about the real problems that are occurring in the country. So if you want to do that, call me 509-242-9681. And I'll review your story and see if we can get you on the air. Arthur Nunez prefaced his story by saying that he wasn't sure whether he wanted to come on because he thought it might still or incite more fear in the people and play right into the enemy's hands. And Arthur, I want to thank you for coming on. I don't think this does. I your story shows that people need to speak out at this time of time in our country, and not only speak out in general, but about your own personal life and how you believe that this corporatocracy, this government, this fascist government that we've allowed to be created has basically been persecuting you ever since your father's death. Tell us about your story, Arthur.
Well, thank you firstly for having me on, Gregory, and I greet you in the name of the only King, Jesus the Christ. Yes, my dad immigrated to America from Portugal in the 1950s, Anno Domini, and AD does stand for Anno Domini, in the animal of Jesus' dominion. He thought he came to the greatest country on earth, and unfortunately, I think he was born much too late for that to be true, and it hurts me to have to say that, and I know that it hurts you for me to say that, and that's one of the reasons I admire your work so much, and the caliber of guests that you've had on, especially Eric Feltz and John Daniel, Phil Jahan, Bill Hughes, Walt Williams, and several others. He had some run-in with the mafia. I grew up listening to my dad whisper to my mother about the mafia, sitting around the dining room table. Every time their tone of voice went down, I knew, since I was a little boy. And according to hearsay, I was 4 years of age. I have no memory of my birth, and the Bible makes clear that we ought rather trust the Almighty rather than man. And I know that. I've been lied to too much, and I know that to be true. But every time their voices would drop in tone, I would sneak around the house and was small enough to get away with it. I'd sneak up the stairs, and I'd crawl on my hands and knees across the kitchen floor, down the hallway from the bedroom, and I dare not get caught doing that. Because my dad would have taken the back of his, would have put his hand across my backside and praised Jesus for that. Spare the rod, spoil the child. But every time the voices went on, I would hear him saying, the mafia, Celeste, the mafia, the mafia. And this went on for years. I didn't know exactly what happened. To this day, I don't know. I do know that it had something to do with the labor unions. I know that he came from Chicago to Connecticut, and I know that I was approximately 7 years of age when my dad brought a handgun home. And I could figure out why he brought that gun home. It was something to do with the mafia. I knew that mom had received some calls that were upsetting. I could see things happening in the house. I could hear things. I had ears to hear. I had eyes to see. But I was most assuredly the carnal mind at enmity with Almighty Good. I was at war with our father, and he is our father. We only have one father, and there will never be an international brotherhood of man without the Christ. I know that. I also know that that will never happen through violence. It will never happen through coercion or collusion or force. There has to be love in it, and there's no love in that. But Dad brought a handgun home, and I got my gun safety lesson at approximately 7 years of age. And my younger sibling, who unfortunately has turned out to be a complete Judas, Stephen Nunes, also got his gun safety lesson at that time. What I did not find out for many, many years, until approximately 6 months to 1 year before my mother passed on, Celeste Mary Justo Nunes, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't find out until then that... The FBI had set my dad up. They asked him for help. They appealed to his patriotism, his nationalism, as an immigrant, as somebody who was an honest man, who loved this country completely, and always told me, Arthur, America's the best country on earth. You don't
now,
understand
Arthur,
what it's...
You're saying at a young age you learned of this FBI connection with the mafia, correct?
No, No, I learned at an older age. I learned approximately 6 years ago, somewhere thereabouts. 6 months to a year before my mother passed on. She passed on in 1991, May 28th of the year of our Lord, 2001. And I'm trying to keep my composure. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
I know how much my dad loved this country, and they knew that he loved this country, and they didn't love this country. Now, is it possible? I know that the cops function in pairs because it's the concept of two witnesses. One, in other words, one liar backs up the other liar. And sadly, and it is very sad, that's the truth. That's what it amounts to. It's not supposed to be that way, but that's what they do. They do. They lie. It's possible, though, that one of those FBI agents, I doubt it very much, that there were two in Connecticut at this time. That would have been 1967 or 1968, somewhere thereabouts, plus or minus, in the year of our Lord Jesus the Christ. But they asked him for help regarding the labor unions and the mafia connection, and they asked him for the help and promised him anonymity. And, of course, he had no anonymity. Immediately, he was getting very serious death threats. So was his wife and two little boys. Now, the two little boys never found out about it. And, again, this one, the firstborn son, I found out about it. Again, just a little while before my mother passed on, she finally told me why Dad started. She was very tired. My mother became very tired, aged very quickly. And she said, Arthur, why do you think you're... She was reading the New American Magazine, by the way, and for 3 years she had been reading the Bible. I got her to finally read the Bible and understand the evil of Roman Catholicism and how it is witchcraft. And she said, she asked me rhetorically, why do you think that your dad started carrying a gun? Now, I didn't say anything because I knew and she knew that I thought it was the mafia, but she filled in the blanks. She put the piece of the puzzle I needed. And I wish
that. Now, tell us.
Well, the FBI. The FBI had asked my dad for help, and immediately we knew that the FBI had been compromised by the mafia. According to Eric John Phelps, they basically are the mafia, and I don't care to put the words in my brother's mouth, but he says that and I do believe, Eric, that the FBI was founded by the Jesuits in Anno Domini, the year of Jesus the Christ, 1928, which makes sense. It's sad, and cognitive dissonance may rear its ugly head, but it won't change the truth. It will not change veritas, which is the Latin word for truth, of course. Dad thought he was with the good guys. He thought they were the cops. He really believed that, you know, these were the good guys, and I'm sure I know their tactics. Unfortunately for them, and what's much to their chagrin and the rest of the police and their thug tactics against me all these years, I have been taught by some good cops in my youth before they seem to have all fled the country or wherever they went, but including some decent federal agents. And the FBI is not the only federal agency, listeners. There are other feds, and there are good people in there.
But yeah, we've got on a couple FBI agents who verify a lot of what you say. I'm talking about John Peeler, for one. Who's come on and told us about how he has been told to infiltrate KKK, other groups, not to bring them down, but to help fuel the fire of hatred. And that's done in the militia groups. That's done in the white supremacist groups. And I try to figure out who is giving these guys these orders. And John tells the truth about Clinton and others in the Vatican that worked for these people. There is a connection that has been substantiated, but it's one that Americans don't want to face.
Until
they at least put this on the table, you're never going to get to the truth behind the Kennedy assassination, the real truth behind racism in this country, who fueled the fires of it. I tried to show people that it was documented back in the biggest race riot in our country, back in Brooklyn, that it was fueled by our Archbishop or Cardinal Hughes. Now who's fueling the immigration issue here in this country? Now, I was talking earlier, but did you know that exclusive congressional power The Congress has exclusive power over immigration in this country. Why can't they control it if there's a problem with our borders? And then why does? And why can we show that the bishops and the cardinals are fueling this movement of Catholics from Mexico into this country for one reason, to destroy middle-class America and to create a very pliant, very submissive population? What are your thoughts about that?
A feudal system. Feudalism.
Exactly. I mean, there's over, 30 to 50 million illegals in this country? And we're allowing it to happen? Our Congress? They ought to be thrown out, each one of them.
Yes.
Now, what finally happened to your dad?
Well, I wanted to touch quickly on John Keeler, because he was involved with that Oklahoma City bombing investigation.
Right.
I have the video and distributed the video indictment inside the Oklahoma City grand jury, the Hoppe Heidelberg story. I got in serious trouble for that, along with the two Waco videos. In the so-called police report with what West Hartford, Connecticut Police Department did to me, they claim I was distributing anti-government materials. So, of course, anything that brings out the truth is, as you said, considered hate, considered terrorism, and we could put registered trademarks near those words, unfortunately.
Right. But to get back to by you passing this information out, by the discussion I had earlier in my first hour about the First Amendment, you violated no First Amendment rights, and your rights were violated, correct?
That's correct, yes. And ironically, what upset them the most was having your website up in front of this house, arcticbeacon.com and vaticanassistance.org.
So you put my website, how'd you show that?
I painted, folks were throwing out some of their political lawn signs, and I used them as stands, and I took clothespins, and I carefully, neatly pinned cardboard, which I neatly painted with various websites, including the republicbroadcasting.org, which, of course, was RBN at that time, and ritualabusefree.org, and various others. A very important website is US of A, V as in vigilance, US.com. That's United States of America versus United States.com. There's no S after V, however. That's Ed Waller's website, and he used to broadcast on RBN. I've been astounded at the quality of the people that John Stackmiller has put together, including yourself and the various guests and the intelligence of so many of the callers. I hope I helped. I hope to Jesus that I didn't hurt in any way. But I did.
You put up signs of these websites, mine included. And what happened to you?
Oh, I had vandalism against the wall at least six times on purpose, including a UPS driver that repeatedly struck the wall over and over and over again. And the messages that were delivered through various vehicles, the cops with the finger guns, putting the finger gun to the side of the head or pointing the finger gun at me. I mean, it seemed like all hell broke loose back when Paul Melanson found out about my handing. That's Detective Paul Melanson found out about my handing a young patrolman, very wet behind the ears, an audio cassette with InfoWars on it, and American Freedom News, when Rick Wiles was doing incredible work. And his website is now TrueNews.com. There's no E after True, however. It's TrueNews.com now. And he really popped the gasket. I handed it to the patrolman down the street on Farmington Avenue when I walked through West Harvard Center. That was approximately 2002 or 2003, most probably 2002 in the year of my Lord. I can't remember for sure. I'm finally starting to get a little fuzzy with some of the dates. It's just been too much, and it's really unhealthy to catalog this stuff. The only thing I'm supposed to catalog in my mind is the word of my Lord Jesus Christ and love for my fellow man, including my neighbors. The second commandment out of Jesus' mouth is love thy neighbors thyself. My neighbors, unfortunately, worked with the police to stab me in the back, and I'm sure there were some who meant well, but the police make it, and literally, and the operative word is a business. They make it a business to lie about what people say to them, to falsify police reports. It's the same thing as the FBI has done for too many years, fudging their 302s or standing in somebody's, say, an Oklahoma City grand juror's living room and placing their hand very provocatively upon their pistol they took out of the shoulder holster and put in their waistband. I'm talking about Hoppy Heidelberg. People need to find out, really need to understand what happened in Oklahoma City. They need to understand what happened in Waco. There were 25 little children in Waco. There were 17 little children in Oklahoma. Basically, the terror campaign against my dad never stopped. One business after another was compromised, was infiltrated by punks, by this unseen third party, as Tom Valentine calls it, Immaculate Them, Immaculate They. And they ruined my dad. He was dead of cancer at 48. He lost his will to fight. His partner of Italian lineage, I'm sure, had his wife working on him the whole time and others to leave my dad. They formed a partnership, and he walked out on my dad after 20 years. My dad was never the same. It was as though it was the same thing. I've heard it described this way, and I agree with it. It was equivalent to your wife walking out on you after 20 years. That's a marriage. And he loved this man. My dad loved this man. Sure, they had differences. My dad had no proof, but he said, and I know my dad. He's no longer with us, of course, but he said that he was convinced that he had embezzled thousands of dollars out of the company. And I mean, the mafia connection is there. This Italian thuggery is there. And they absolutely put the Irish faces, especially in the police departments, they put the Irish faces and the Jewish faces there to confuse people. The concept of Emmanuel Goldstein, George Orwell's 1984. And I appreciate you bringing this out, Gregory, for people to understand that that's not fair. You know, there's scapegoating is wrong.
I wanted to mention this also. If you want to get your story told like Arthur Nunez, call me at 509-242-9681. Arthur, we're going to take a 3-minute break, come back, and continue with your story on the Investigative Journal.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Segment today, Monday, on the Investigative Journal. I did want to mention I'm back live again all week. I've been out for a while due to a dental surgery and problems that I've had. So tell your other friends and listeners that normally tune in that I'm back again live. And I really missed a number of days only because of this problem that's now finally starting to get better, a dental infection, which can really wreak havoc. I've lost a little bit of hearing in my left ear, and I don't know if that's because of the people yelling at me all the time at call or because of the dental infection, but the doctor said it was the dental infection. But anyway, I'll be back tomorrow live, Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. on Republic. You know something, Arthur? We only have a few minutes left, and I can't finish your story, so I promise you I will get you on again this week, maybe Wednesday or Friday, to finish up. But we have about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to leave it up to you to finish up today's segment of your story. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gregory. And it is people yelling at you. It's because you speak the truth. They yell at you. They don't like that. They leave a lie. They love a lie. They hate the truth. But
yeah.
Basically it boils down to the police under James Strelacci have carried on a campaign of harassment, provocation, and death threats full-time since the year of my Lord, 1993. And that coincides, that's March 2nd or 3rd. It coincides with the state police showing up at the door and taking my pistol permit away from me because they didn't like what I was writing about the Shoot American survey that was issued to U.S. Navy SEALs and to Marines at 29 Palm Springs, California. This was just before the Branch Davidians were murdered. I knew that it was a trial balloon that they were floating. I knew they were going to murder the Branch Davidians to gauge the reaction of the people, the resistance of the people, whether... Well, how many resistors were paying attention? And they unfortunately did this with 25 little children in there. This campaign has never stopped. They kicked me while I'm down. They trashed my name and reputation. They didn't let me get this house fixed up so I could sell it for a decent amount of money to live on without taking a handout from Caesar or any of Caesar's minions. There was going to be a foreclosure on the house, and they served a search warrant for firearms on September 29th, and they tasered me in the back. They tasered me in the back as Jesus the Christ is my witness on purpose. It was a setup. Officer Chappell in front of me moved to the right and cleared a path to help instigate it, help me to walk, because he knew I'd want to die on my land. I never thought about a taser, Greg, but I figured they were going to shoot me with the M16s in their SWAT team garb with the black masks on a rainy day with the bushes moving. And the bushes start moving all of a sudden. On July 12th of last year, on July 12th, a death threat was delivered by a West Hartford patrolman on Talcott Road regarding my heart, that I was going to have a heart attack. And that's exactly, that's a mafia tactic. That's how they operate. I wish the cops, some of these cops caught me. I wish some of them would come forward and explain. I wish they would do that, that they knew what was going on back then, that I talked to them about it. I will never give any of these people's names out, never. I will die before I'll divulge their identity. It's between them and God, and they'd have to come forward. But they did damage my heart very severely with that taser. They all stood behind me. And I know that the cop in the back of the ambulance was high on cocaine and or speed. And he said to me, he said, this is what happens when you don't pay your bills.
Well, listen,
so you see,
Arthur.
They really are just revenuers.
Okay, Arthur, we're all out of time today. But I do promise, you just touched the surface of your story. I do want to finish it. I will call you during the week. We'll set another time. And thanks for coming on, Arthur.
God bless you in Jesus' name, Gregory. Peace be with you and your house and all of our brothers. Take care.
Okay, Arthur Nunez. We'll be back to finish up his story. We ran out of time. And we'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, same time, same place on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good afternoon.
With recent